This podcast is part of the 76ers Podcast Network. Search 76ers Podcast wherever you get your pods. Tis the season to exercise one of your most important rights as an American, voting. And the 76ers are committed to doing whatever they can to make sure all of their fans are planning to do just that.
We obviously have a large fan base. We're a Philadelphia brand. We care a lot about the city. We know that voting is one of the most important things we can do in our democracy. And so any way that we can help get the word out about how to vote, we absolutely want to do that.
This election cycle, there's no shortage of critical issues.
You have lots of options this year, and we'd love for everyone to take advantage of all of the new and convenient ways that you can cast your ballot this year.
We are motivated to get young people registered to vote. We know that it's often an overlooked block of voters, but can often use some guidance on how to engage more civically, and we want to make that easier.
Artists, producers, label heads, our platform is so big, and we're so influential in the inner communities because we come from that. So us bringing awareness will make it a cool thing.
I'm Brian Seltzer, and for National Voter Education Week, we're joined by an awesome panel that's come together with one simple mission in mind, and that is to get out the vote. This is a Vote 76 Roundtable Special from the 76ers Podcast Network. Not only is it National Voter Education Week, it is also Vote 76 Week here on the 76ers Podcast Network. The roundtable you are about to hear is the second part of three installments in our Vote 76 miniseries. You definitely should check out and listen to a great conversation between the man, Tom McGinnis, and another fantastic human being, legendary former ref, Philadelphia native, Joey Crawford. He's got a great backstory as to why he felt inspired and moved to launch his own Get Out the Vote initiative this year. We've also got an episode in the works set to drop on October 13th that features Doc Rivers, Matisse Thybulle, and Kyle O'Quinn sharing their thoughts on the significance of voting, especially in this election year. For this roundtable, though, I wanted to bring on a group of panelists who are all connected in some way, shape, or form to the 76ers Vote 76 platform. For more information, any details on resources you can use ahead of November the 3rd, just visit sixers.com/vote76. All right, rather than introduce our four panelists myself, I'm going to let them do the heavy lifting so I don't botch any pronunciations or titles or affiliations, and also give you an opportunity to become familiar with the sound of their voice over the next 25 minutes. So here we go, our excellent, esteemed, most helpful roundtable.
Hi, I'm Eric Devin. I'm here representing the Anti-Defamation League of Philadelphia's Associate Board, and I'm a local psychiatrist in the Philadelphia area. I'm here to speak about the Our Time, Our Vote initiative between the ADL Philadelphia and Urban League.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm Rachel Boss. I'm with the Pennsylvania Department of State, and I'm here on behalf of the Bureau of Campaign Finance and Civic Engagement. I oversee our voter outreach and education efforts this year, so it's our Ready to Vote outreach efforts.
I'm Jalil Beats, Rock Nation music producer, Grammy Award winner. I'm representing the Urban League of Philadelphia.
David Gold, Chief Impact and Diversity Officer for the 76ers, and working close with our team here at the Sixers on our Vote 76 initiative.
Let's start, guys, with something really wide. It is National Voter Education Week. What role do you feel you, the organizations you represent, your platforms have in simply getting out the vote? Why don't we start with Jalil?
Yeah, so I've actually started the day before yesterday. I've had the city. I'm from Chester, PA. So you know, I partnered up with the Urban League. I'm actually on the board of the Urban League Philadelphia, and you know, I use my sneaker store. I have the first signature DTLR downtown locker room in downtown Chester, PA. So just using that as a hub and a facility to come and vote. You know what I mean? So it was a great turnout. And just creating opportunities for the inner city to vote, and that's the most important thing for me, and that's what we've been able to do, and we're trying to open up at least three more locations in the city of Chester.
Tremendous! That's awesome, Rachel. What do you got?
So the Pennsylvania Department of State is the state agency that is tasked with overseeing elections around the Commonwealth. So we have been hard at work making sure that we're implementing our new election reform laws that went into effect at the end of 2019 and at the beginning of 2020. So basically, we're working to make sure that if you turn out to vote, that that's going to happen smoothly and that you have lots of options this year and implementing all of those options. So we'd love for everyone to take advantage of all of the new and convenient ways that you can cast your ballot this year.
Eric?
So I'm here, you know, representing the ADL of Philadelphia and the partnership with the Urban League, the Our Time, Our Vote initiative. And we are motivated to get young people registered to vote and excited about voting. We know that it's often an overlooked block of voters that cares a lot about the issues, but can often use some guidance in how to engage more civically. And we want to make that easier, get the information out and have a place for people to go and access information, register to vote, and do all the things that they can do to have their voices be heard.
And David, this all, of course, is happening under the umbrella, at least in this forum, of the 76ers Vote 76 initiative. From where you sit, why was it critical for the organization to get involved in helping spread the word in terms of getting out the vote?
Yeah, I mean, I think we, this is work that, you know, our partners at the ADL and the Department of State and Urban League engage in on an ongoing basis, even when we're not in the midst of a presidential election. I think what we have the opportunity to do at the Sixers is make sure that we can amplify the important messages and information that all of our partners have around how to vote safely and securely this election. So, you know, we obviously have a large fan base. We're a Philadelphia brand. We care a lot about the city. We know that voting is one of the most important things we can do in our democracy. And so any way that we can help get the word out about how to vote and amplify the message of our partners, we absolutely want to do that.
Of course, there's this one aspect of it where voting is your right. It's a right that people have fought for over years for everyone to have. But then there's this other part of it where it's kind of like your duty too, isn't it? And I'm sure that there's a part of you that wants people to feel that empowerment in going out to try and bring about whatever change it is they want to see in their local communities, their state, country, the world, right?
Yeah, I think that is very important. I mean, you look at the history. I mean, being a Black man in America, we've been, fighting for so long to kind of get that equal vote. So now that we have that equal vote, it's important to kind of bring that awareness. I think that my generation kind of forgets what's the most important thing. You know what I mean? When we talk about affordable health care, affordable housing, funding for school, and even now what's going on in the world with justice reform and all that, we have the voice. You know what I mean? We fought for this. And I think that we need to understand that, you know, we fought for this. So let's try to take this and take advantage of this and actually get out there and vote. Because, just what's going on in the world, a lot of, even speaking for Black people, a lot of people are very discouraged of, you know, their vote not even mattering. We still have to get out there and try to make a change.
Rachel, I feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, if this is a question that shouldn't be steered your direction. So it sounds like in your role, it's about making sure that people don't feel that there are barriers to vote. Correct? And what are some of the things that you guys from a state government level are trying to ensure that people, if they want to get out and vote, I mean, especially in the world that we're living in now, how different voting is going to be in this election cycle, and making sure that if you want to vote and you are registered to vote, that you can vote.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this year is different for voters in Pennsylvania. And even before the COVID-19 pandemic started, the Pennsylvania legislature passed reform bills that allowed for voting by mail for all registered Pennsylvanians. So you now have three ways to vote, essentially. You can vote a mail-in or absentee ballot by mail. You can go in person to your county election office or a satellite office to vote that mail-in or absentee ballot over the counter, or you can vote in person on election day. So voting is absolutely a right that we should all exercise, and we now have more opportunities opportunities in Pennsylvania than ever before to do that. So I just want to make sure, you know, we at the Department of State want to make sure that everyone knows about these different options and that they choose whichever option works for them, they make a plan, and that they follow through on that plan.
Terrific. And again, some key dates for anyone who's listening out there in the local area for Pennsylvania. Registration deadline is October 19th. Delaware is October the 10th. And New Jersey is October the 13th. You know, it was interesting, Eric, because in what I do professionally, I don't even know if it needs to fall under what you do professionally, but I'm constantly scrolling, like throughout the day, checking my timeline, whether it's on Twitter, Instagram, those sort of things. And you see this massive energy, all-encompassing in terms of messaging this time of year, getting out the vote, campaigns on either side trying to get their message out. So you would think inherently that given the space where this is happening, there is a lot of engagement among young people. But it sounds like that's something that your organization is really focused on, making sure that, I guess, perhaps activity you might see on social media and engagement there translates to action at the actual polls.
Yeah, so we've started up a heavy-handed digital campaign, digital postcards, social media toolkits and things like that to do exactly what you're talking about and have a lot of activity online, but the key is translating that into action at the polls and getting people, to take that next step. And you know, to piggyback on what Jaleel said is that it's not just about who's in the White House. It's you look around you and it's voting for the people who are going to have impact on the schools that your kids go to, on the roads, on policing, on prosecuting, public transit, local programs like job training. And these are all things that people really care deeply about in their everyday lives, and you can see it online, and we want to make sure that the information of how to turn that into a vote is easily accessible and available, and that people have a plan and know what to do to make their vote count.
I'm going to start this with David Gould from the 76ers, and you can all feel free to chime in if you'd like and have had experience with it. But this seems, at least compared to other years in my lifetime, and I'm in my mid-30s, that people from all walks of life, this election cycle has their attention. And on the 76ers side, we're seeing it from everyday employees to NBA all-stars and all-league players who are getting involved. David, can you take us behind the scenes and how the organization has tried to work with some of its stars in terms of amplifying messaging for getting out the vote?
Yeah, I mean, I think as a lot of folks have probably seen, voting is definitely an initiative that our players have taken up. It's something that, you know, our own players in terms of Kyle O'Quinn and Matisse Thybulle have personally spoke about. We know that for the league as a whole and the NBA Players Association, it's something they've really made an effort to do, not only to encourage others to vote, but also lead by example and making sure that, I think Chris Paul came out with a announcement yesterday. I think now 90% of the players are registered, which is great. And, you know, I think it's just really important that as a whole right now, as a league, as an organization, there's just a lot of attention on the importance of voting. And that, you know, I think Jaleel said earlier that, you know, some people feel like their vote doesn't really count. And regardless of who you're voting for, in the last presidential election, there were a lot of states that were decided by, you know, just a handful of thousands of votes. And I think Matisse said in one of his videos that, I forget if it was Matisse or Kyle, that, like, you know, one person can think that, you know, my vote doesn't count and so I'm not going to go to the polls. But then when you have a million people thinking that way, that's a million voices whose voice is not heard. And those have real implications in terms of what the outcome of an election is. So I think we just have an opportunity right now, given all of the conversation and attention there is to this election, to really elevate the importance of voting, and not just for November 3rd, but hopefully it's momentum that sustains beyond this election cycle and beyond this year. Again, like, this is something that is going to be very important for our communities wherever we may live. We're putting people in office who make decisions about, you know, our lives, what resources go to our communities, decisions that are made that will really impact all of us. So I think right now we're sort of at a, we sort of have this swell of energy that hopefully we can sustain both for this election, but also beyond.
Jaleel, we've kind of lived it, and when I say we, more so David and I, on the sports level, just seeing how some of the athletes have been involved in trying to get out the vote. Take us inside the music industry. What's the enthusiasm been like there for getting out the vote?
Yeah, I think it's more about the message and using social media platforms. I mean, you look at my partner, Meek Mill, he's been like going really hard as far as the social justice reform and all that, you know, working alongside about Robert Kraft and Jay-Z and actually, you know, the Sixers. And, you know, just getting, I mean, our platform is so big and we're so influential in the inner communities because we come from that. So us bringing, you know, awareness, whereas though, you know, we'll make it a cool thing. You know what I mean? A lot of things that, you know, the inner city look at outside of just hip hop and maybe sports, they can't really relate to. So us trying to make voting a cool thing is the biggest importance right now. So a lot of, you know, artists, producers, label heads, everybody is trying to bring awareness. And I mean, same thing with, you know, with Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, when he did the Vote or Die campaign. It's really just taking our platform and making it a cool thing to do, because right now, you know, it's not looked at as a cool thing.
Rachel, I got to ask, that working on the government level, does the Commonwealth, it has to know, right, the significance that it has? Because I'm just like saying from the outside, all you hear about is swing this, swing that, and Pennsylvania is always a state that is mentioned. So I would have to think that that also leans into how seriously you guys take your position and making sure that these processes, especially this year, can be as accessible and run as smoothly as possible.
That's absolutely right. I mean, we have really incredible teams here working on all facets of elections, for everything from the security of our voting systems to, you know, the outreach and engagement that I do, to working as liaisons with the counties who actually administer the elections at the local level. And all of these moving pieces really come together to make this this kind of complex puzzle of convenient, safe, and secure elections in Pennsylvania. And there's nothing, you know, more important for our team than making sure that that the election, you know, runs smoothly and that everyone has the opportunity to vote. So yeah, absolutely, it's our top priority. And just you know, thinking about what Jaleel was sharing about you know, people sharing messages on social media, people that are influential within their communities. That's such an important piece of making sure that voters get the information that they need, is sharing good and accurate information. You hear so much about disinformation that gets spread, and it gets spread so easily and quickly. So in order to support folks that really do have these incredible platforms where they have a lot of viewers and a lot of followers, the Department of State does make some materials available on our website. We have a Ready to Vote toolkit where you can go and just like grab graphics, grab information. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter and you know, reshare that information, and you can always rest assured that you're getting trusted and accurate information about elections in Pennsylvania from the Pennsylvania Department of State. You know, and I just, you don't want to encourage everyone that has that power to make sure that you're getting your information from verified sources, because you're looked to as trusted members of your communities.
And what are those websites and handles, Rachel?
Our main webpage is votespa.com. That's VOTESPA.com. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Our Facebook handle is at PA Department of State, and Twitter is PA State Department, but department is abbreviated, so it's PA State DEPT.
Excellent. You know, I'll be honest, I've in my life encountered very few obstacles in terms of access to education, but still I feel like at times I could have been more informed about the issues that are on the ballot, and keeping myself informed about candidates and people who might be, in terms of my ideology, the best people to elect. So going back to, I think, Jaleel, you mentioned this, and it's this overarching theme is like the idea of making voting cool, making voting relatable to people. I just like would love to hear from each of you how you keep yourselves informed, because maybe it's not as big of an obstacle as some people might think. David, why don't we start with you and then we'll swing it around.
Yeah, I think one thing that Rachel hit on, even though it was focused sort of on the election process as opposed to candidates, is make sure you're getting your information from an accurate and valid source. I think one thing that's great about social media that I think we're all trying to take advantage of is it's a great way to get information out to people. The challenge is that sometimes as a consumer of information, I know I've had this challenge, it's tough to know what is real and what is not, and what is accurate and what is not. So, I do try to stay up on the news. I try to listen to candidates directly, as opposed to, sort of hearing information filtered through other places. And then also I for me, there are certain issues that I know are very important to me, and I know organizations that care about those issues. And I go to those organizations to inform me about, which candidates are supporting those issues. It's tough to sort through all the information. It's tough to figure out what's fact and what's fiction. So if you're going to organizations that you know care about the things that you care about, I think that's the best way to get a good understanding of it.
Yeah, I agree with that. The most important thing is actually following an accurate source. So just, speaking for myself, me being on the board of the Urban League, I'm always hip to what's going on the political side on both ends. So just the most important thing to me is having an accurate source and reading up on it.
Yeah, I think I just will chime in and say, I think that's like, I agree with everything that's been said about, choosing your trusted sources of information and being a savvy consumer. We all have to be at this point of news information.
Yeah, I think that pretty much underscores it. Is you have to know what's real and what's not, which is hard to do. So follow those sources is basically, I think, the best thing to do.
We've seen figures, especially compared to the previous presidential election year, on what turnout percentages were. What, in your mind, would constitute a successful turnout for this year's election? Not just speaking about the presidential election, but how would you guys define successful turnout? What would that look like?
Gosh, that's a tough question. I mean, I think we want every voter who wants to cast a ballot to cast a ballot. Something like 100% would be completely incredible. I think really for the Department of State, for the Pennsylvania Department of State, what we want to encourage is that everyone find the way that they're comfortable casting a ballot this way. And this year, make a plan and follow through on it. So if you have concerns about going to your polling place on election day due to COVID-19, perhaps you're in a high risk category for COVID-19, and you want to vote by mail-in ballot, you should do so. You should make a plan to do so and do so as soon as possible. Apply today, vote your ballot as soon as you get it, and return it as soon as you're finished voting your ballot. If you prefer to vote in person on election day, excellent. All polling places will be open on election day, every county will have polling places open on election day. And, be prepared, bring your mask with you, be prepared possibly to wait in a little bit longer line than normal and follow instructions from poll workers, because the voting experience may be a little different this year. So just kind of think ahead, make your plan, and follow through on that plan. Is we want every voter to make sure that they know what they want to do and that they're able to follow that plan.
Yeah, I would agree that it's hard to put a number on it. I think it'd be great if every election there were more than the last election. I think, just an upward trend would be heartening. But I think that, the idea that everyone who wants to cast a ballot and everyone who casts a ballot is counted is of incredible importance. So, Rachel was talking about all the different ways you can vote. There's been stuff in the news about these naked ballots and making sure that when you do send in your mail-in ballot that you do it the right way. I think it's just a matter of going to the right source, learning how to vote, registering to vote, making sure you follow the steps that are necessary, with your voting plan to make sure that you're counted. So, I mean, the number would be hopefully 100% of the people who vote and want to be counted are counted. I think it would be the best number. I don't know that we could actually know that, but that would be ideal. No ballots thrown out for silly reasons.
Yeah, I agree with that. Just seeing a spike from last time, you know, as with COVID, it's going to get really tricky. So the most important thing right now probably would be the mail-in ballot. So just it's going to be a tough one. So just seeing a spike in from last time would, you know, I would be satisfied.
Yeah, and I agree with everything that's said. I think I would just emphasize what Eric said. Stole my answer, Eric. I think that the extent to which we can minimize the amount of people that cast a ballot and their vote is not counted because of all the different ways there are to vote this year and all the rules around that is really important. I think the thing that I think is most important that's like new and different this year, really important to focus on, is this idea of secrecy envelopes. So if you're in Pennsylvania and you get your mail-in ballot in the mail, make sure that once you fill your ballot out, you put it in the official envelope before you put it in the envelope to send it back. So there are two envelopes and you have to sign the back of one of those. Rachel, correct me if I'm getting any of this information wrong. But I think it's just so important that everybody follows the steps to make sure your ballot is actually counted.
Tremendous. And in the brief remaining time that we have left, we can go around the horn. And if there's anything else that you guys would like to message out there about how people can either get engaged in the process of getting out the vote in the time that remains before the early registration deadline, at least in Pennsylvania, on October the 19th, or simply leading up to November the 3rd, why don't we hear from you guys if there's more ways that people can get involved and help do that. Eric, we can start with you.
Yeah, sure. You know, we have created a website for the Our Time, Our Vote initiative between ADL Philadelphia and Urban League Philadelphia, which has a lot of good information with deadlines and the social media toolkit that I'd mentioned and links to things like the census as well, which you can still fill out. So that website is ourtimeourvotephl.com. So check that out. It's got a lot of good information.
Joel?
Yeah. So like I said, we have the DTLR open to go to register to vote. And right now, you can go there or you can reach out to me on Instagram, Jalo Beats on Instagram.
Rachel?
Yeah, I'll just jump in to say you're absolutely correct, right? There's two envelopes that you must use for your ballot to be counted, that inner secrecy envelope that you don't write anything on. Your ballot goes in there and then you seal that. You put that in the outer return envelope, seal that, and then complete and sign and date that outer return envelope. And then you want to return it by mail or in person yourself. So you can't hand your ballot to someone else to turn in for you. So the wrong set, you know, you want to follow each of these steps to make sure that your mail ballot is counted and received timely.
Dave, why don't you bring us home?
Sure. Yeah. So anybody in the region, whether you're in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, or Delaware, if you're not sure how to get registered to vote, whether you're registered, how you can vote this year. If you go to sixers.com/vote, we have a voter hub that links to the websites of our partners and also the official websites for how to vote in each of those states. So we just want to make it as easy as possible for people to get information about how to vote this year.
Well, guys, even after doing Zooms for about 6.5 or 7 months, I feel like we accomplished something. You know, this was a relatively efficiently flowing conversation, but more importantly, a significant one at that. So thank you all for participating, getting the word out, and helping spread the message to get out the vote.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
Awesome. Thanks, Brian.
Big thanks to Jaleel Beats, Rachel Boss, Eric Devin, and David Gould for all sharing their insights and information about how you can participate in one of the most important functions of our American democracy, and that is voting. And remember, the election isn't just happening on November the 3rd. It's happening right now because of all the crazy, unprecedented circumstances surrounding COVID-19 and the pandemic. Every day is election day. November 3rd happens to be kind of like the last day. So use this time over the next 3 weeks to become more informed about how to go about voting in your respective area or state or territory. You've got the time, make a plan, and go out and do it. Our Vote 76 week coverage wraps on the 76ers Podcast Network feed on October the 13th with Doc Rivers, Matisse Thybulle, and Kyle O'Quinn. And remember to listen to that chat between T-Mac and Joey Crawford that is already out. Thanks to Lee Carey for helping put this episode together. I'm Brian Seltzer. Talk to you next time.